The U.S. economy added 235,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.7%. That's the news today from the Labor Department, and it was a strong showing for the first full month under President Trump. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He joins us now. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jeremy.
So, good sign for the economy, today's jobs report?
Yeah, it is, because we had been gaining jobs at a rate of about 196,000 a month over the last year. And then last month, we saw a gain of 227,000, now 235. So it sort of indicates that we might have stepped up to a new level. If we sustain this for a few months, that'll be very positive, because what it means is we're taking up all that excess slack from the labor market that was caused by the recession. And that'll result in people seeing higher paychecks. Wages will start to go up.
Now, Trump and his supporters are heralding these numbers, but when strong jobs report came out under President Obama, Trump often derided them as weak. In December of 2012, he tweeted, "Today's jobs report is not a good sign, and we could be facing another recession. No real job growth. We need over 300,000 new jobs a month." And he also often called government unemployment numbers fake. Early last year, he told supporters, "Don't believe these phony numbers. The number is probably 28, 29, as high as 35%. In fact, I even recently heard 42%.
So, yeah. And I haven't really seen a stat as quickly debunked as that one. I mean, most of us in the business world follow this stuff very, very closely. It's the one big economic number a month that really helps us track the economy. I'll give you a little context. First of all, every February for the last 4 years has seen at least 235,000 jobs created or more. This is actually on par with the lowest for the last 4 years. Mm. Number two, the unemployment number, 4.7%, is conducted by a survey method that a lot of people think is a little out of date. But economists generally feel that it's reflective of the trend. So if it's not exactly 4.7%, the fact that it's been trending lower and lower since the recession is something that matches up. Now, there are a lot of people who are underemployed, meaning they're not doing the job they're trained for, the job they'd like, they don't get the salary they want, or they're not getting benefits. When you add that all up, you come out to a government number in the 9% range, and that's generally accepted as the unemployed and the underemployed. We're not in double digits. We're certainly not in 28, 38, 42%. None of that. It's a pants on fire for Pinocchio lie.
Okay. So the other thing that I want to talk to you about, Ali, is that this week marks 8 years exactly since the S&P 500 hit its low point, 666 points. It's quite amazing how much the stock market has gone up.
Yeah, and it's the lesson to people who have investments that regular people can't time the market. You never know when the bottom's going to hit, and you don't know when the top is going to hit. So a steady investment strategy helps. If you had put $1,000 in the market on March 9th of 2009, it would be worth $3,400 today. But I remember those days interviewing people and trying to figure out where the bottom of the market was.
Yeah,
it's very hard. The bottom is a very rocky thing, I like to say. You never actually know until you're in the rearview mirror, and you generally have to be a few months away from it to recognize that was the bottom.
And we now know that the people that sold right at the bottom made a really bad move.
Yeah.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thanks as always.
My pleasure.